Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of yerba mate with the world. My name is Devin, the host of this podcast. Thanks for joining me. This one goes out to all the listeners in Canada, because this is the first Canadian company that I've had the pleasure to interview. It's Frank from Ferba Products. He has a company based in Canada, but imports yerba mate from Paraguay. It's going to go straight into a conversation that we were having kind of behind the scenes while we're recording, and I decided to leave that in because I thought it was really insightful, shares my origin story as well as his origin story, and really give you a really good glimpse of kind of who we are. So I decided to leave that in and maybe make it a little clunky, but I just wanted to give you a fair warning as far as the flow of it. So it's that way for a reason. And if you like all the links and stuff that he's mentioned, I'll put that all in the description with where you can find all that information. So you just listen and enjoy, and you can find the links there.
One day, I hope to be like you and have a business, you know, around yerba mate and stuff. Until then, got a day job. So, but this podcast is definitely fun and a great way to kind of build that network and everything. So, and that's kind of why I really wanted to have you on. I reached out to some other people, so you're the first. I wanted you to know that in Canada. So this is great for you, because I do have a lot of listeners in Canada, which was new to me because I know that there's some other companies that I've heard of, but I was still really surprised that there was, you know, that it's a thing in Canada. You know, like I get that, you know, certain Latinos and stuff, but that there's actually other Canadians out there, because I mean, you know, even my own Americans, it's still sometimes I'm surprised, like, oh, how did you learn about yerba mate? So, yeah.
If I do a little bit, how did you start your podcast, or what made you start? What's your background a little bit about it?
Well, if you want to put that, let's see, I think it's actually recording now, but I can put it on pause or whatever. But no, yeah, so how we got started and my whole background and my story and everything, I guess, is that my wife is from Argentina. And so that's kind of basically how I got started drinking yerba mate, long story short, essentially. And I kind of wanted to share that with, and I've shared it with some other friends and talked about all the benefits and like, here, make them try it, you know, and what do you think, you know, and like, hey, here's a kit, get this, you know, I'll get you set up and help you learn and everything. And like, oh, this is great, you know. So I helped a couple friends do it. And then I was like, you know, I should really make this like, you know, bigger, like, let me share with more people.
Yes.
So I just kind of started an Instagram page and just posted some stuff. And then I just kind of said, this is stupid. And then went to Bolivia last year, and there's a yerba mate store there. And I was like, you know, I'll post about this because, you know, this is unique, right? And then I was like, then I kind of was like, you know, I need to maybe do something more with this and keep going. And then I just did some Instagram live stuff with just some people just reaching out and just kind of doing the same thing. Like, well, you know, how did you learn about yerba mate? Just kind of doing that. And I was like, this is fun. And, you know, what if I put this on a podcast? And I just kind of asked the followers and they were like, yeah, you should do that. I was like, really? You guys want to listen to me talk about yerba mate on a podcast? And so, yeah, basically there it is. And so just started posting it, you know, and I realized it's, you know, it's really fun and it's a great way to build connections and networks and all those other stuff. And so that's like the bigger picture of like having a digital like legacy that won't leave anywhere because stuff gets lost in Instagram. But the podcast is like always going to be those episodes that you can always find evergreen. Like it's always going to be there. Someone will find it 20 years later, be able to listen to that episode, you know, and that's a hope to like a bigger picture is being able to pass that kind of legacy down even to my kids. And maybe from then on, who knows, but I'm saying like, oh, look what my dad did kind of thing. And also, you know, I guess just sharing those stories and I don't know, it's just a good way to, I don't know, put it out there, I guess. You know, more thing about yerba mate. So it's a way to, I don't know, I guess as an ambassador is the way I call it, but you know, to kind of market yerba mate in a different way to where more people can find it, I guess, versus Googling it or something, you know, like, I don't know.
If you want yerba mate, you got to Google where to find it, right?
No. Yeah, I mean, if you don't know someone that drinks it, yeah, I realize that now. It's like, how do people find it? Because I'm trying to figure that out too. Like, if you don't have a relative that's from South America, or you're from South America, or you speak Spanish, like, how do you find out about it? Other than, I mean, the cans, and no offense, but, you know, like, it's a whole thing to try to explain to people, like, how to do it, how to prepare it, how to drink it, what's the bombilla, what's, like, you realize you go down this rabbit hole of all these things, and it just makes it sound so complicated. You know, so, I don't know.
No, that's fantastic. I just want to ask real quick to get a little bit of backstory. So it's good to hear. So you drink it all the time. So it's a good drink for you as well.
Yeah, you know, no, definitely. So you know, we've been married 10 years in January. So, you know, it's been at least that long drinking it, probably even before that. But, you know, she would drink it every day and, you know, she'd share with me some. And then, you know, I wasn't really super into it, but I would drink it, you know. And then when I was doing like my master's, I would start drinking a lot more to stay up and whatnot, study and everything. Right. And so I kind of got a habit at that point. And then now to where it's, you know, I drink it more than her, and heck, I got a podcast about it. Right. And so I'm the one that prepares it every morning. Now that's my routine, is I get the water, get everything ready to go. And I you know, give it to her to wake up. So I'm the Salvador now. So, you know, yeah, so that's kind of, you know, where it's turned into, I guess, over the last, you know, couple of years, where, yeah, so.
That is really cool. That is really cool, man. Okay, can you hear me just fine, or do you want me to put on headphones or something bad?
No, it's don't worry about it. As long as your internet is stable and stuff, and as long as you're, you know, vocal enough, it's fine. Like, you do have echo, but I can take all that stuff out. Like, I have, there's Adobe Podcast Enhancement AI software that makes it sound all crystal clear. So that's really a super hack for podcasters. And I tell everyone, like, because everybody's like, oh, I got to get this special mic. No, don't worry about it. Just, you know, upload it to, you know, this AI and cut it all out. So, yeah.
Okay.
So anyways.
The echo is because this whole room is just a brick
smell. Blank. Yeah.
Yeah. They have this kind of...
Are you at a... like a hotel, or you?
No, this is our house. This is our house.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I live. When you do a little bit back.
Your parents still? Well, yeah. Let's just get started. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Yerba Power Podcast. I'm joined by Frank, who is the owner of Ferba Products, that's in Canada. So this is shout out to all you guys in Canada that are listening. We've got a Canadian company on the air right now, but Frank is Paraguayan background, and that's where you're currently at right now, in Paraguay, correct? Frank, say that one more time.
Yes, that's correct.
There we go. Okay, yep. There we go. Didn't come out the first time.
Sorry.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so, yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, Devin?
Good. It's a pleasure to connect with you. Especially, I know that, you know, traveling and stuff and time zones and all those things can be difficult to get on the guests. So I appreciate your time. I did want to start kind of the way I always kind of start, is kind of, you know, about your Yerba Mate story, like kind of how you got started, your background and all that stuff. So we obviously know your Paraguayan background, so I assume that's somewhere in between there. But yeah, what is your background in Yerba Mate and all that?
So my background is actually German. So my family comes from Paraguay. I was born in Paraguay, like you were saying, and we drank it all the time. It was part of our life, just like a Budweiser, like normal. And because we had the German background, it was the German didn't come from the German month didn't come from the German came from Paraguay, right? Because my family originally is from Russia, so we moved here down the generations into Paraguay, drank, got used to the Yerba Mate. Especially the Denere, because that's the, especially in Paraguay, you drink a lot of Denere, right? The cold Yerba Mate is what I refer to in English. And my whole family drank that. So when I was 7, we moved to Canada. So from there, we just found our suppliers. We found a local friend. We had family that always bring us stuff from Paraguay. So we lived there ever since. And when I was, I think it was like 19 or 20 in Ontario, I wanted to get some more Yerba Mate, but it was hard to get because almost nobody had it. So I had to try to find out where I could get this stuff. And then I looked up the on the package, there was a distributor or importer or something like that. So I contacted them, and that's how I started. I was like, okay, how do I get this stuff to Ontario? So I found out they were in a different province called Manitoba in Winnipeg. And then I asked them if they could ship it to Ontario and Toronto. And they were like, yeah, sure, we can do it. Just order a load or whatever, a skid box, a full, whatever. And I'm like, that's a lot of germa, but okay, I guess I'll sell it then. For me, it was kind of like I wanted to help my family get the germa mate a little bit easier, my family, my friends. But then I'm like, okay, well, if I can get a whole skid, you know, I buy it at a certain price and just sell it, help other people get it. You know, I was like, okay, this is great. And from there on, I just started bringing the germa, brought it to the stores. And then from there on, we started creating the website. My sister later joined, and now we're working together. We created the website. We do online shipping Canada-wide. We do the U.S. as well. I think we've done one or a few packages to Mexico too. So all over. Now we have basically all Ottawaian brands, or the major ones at least. And yeah, that's kind of where it started off. It was the need for germa mate. And then I saw other people had that need. And then I said, you know what? Let's just make sure everybody has a good supply. And now they have that continual supply. You know what I'm saying?
That's really cool. Yeah, that's very inspiring, because basically I had the same thought. I just maybe didn't have the courage to go through like what you did of ordering a whole skid and figure it out. But that's answered a lot of my questions, because I was wondering, like, you know, how, yeah, like Canada, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, North America, we, you know, it's similar, right? U.S. and Canada, as far as culture and as far as, you know, the import rules and things like that. I'm sure those are, you know, pretty easier as far as NAFTA and all that. But yeah, I just was kind of curious, like how did you guys get started? And you also answered my other question that I was going to ask later, is if you guys do ship to the U.S. because obviously I'm in the U.S. and a lot of listeners here as well, so that's good to know. Is it difficult to cross those borders as far as importation stuff? Or?
Not really. We have this coming to Halifax. From Halifax, we get it imported. So it comes directly from Paraguay to Canada. Sometimes it comes to New York, and from New York, we bring it in. Then we also work with the other importer now. Together, we bring it into Canada. From Canada, we bring it to the stores, and then we have some stores in Canada that we do. And then we have online as well. But to bring it to the U.S., there's not really much of a complication. Really, on the buyer side, there's no issues at all. I don't think there is an import fee or anything that it just goes right to the door, just like we've done to Texas, we've done to New York, we've done, you know, Oklahoma, stuff like that. We've done all over the U.S. as well. And, you know, go right to the...
Oh, cool. So, yeah, just probably a little extra shipping handling, but no big deal.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of times, the shipping handling is what gets the price. The product sometimes is, say you're paying $15 for the product, the shipping is $25, right? So the shipping gets you sometimes, but it's a very good drink. It's worth the product. It's worth the cost sometimes, instead of having not having it, right?
Yeah, for sure. No, 100%. Yeah. And I know that that's a struggle. I know I've heard from other businesses too, with because yerba mate is like the shipping of the yerba itself, because it's, you know, it's basically a whole kilo or a half kilo. So the weight, you know, kind of makes the shipping almost ineffective in that sense, because it's really not a lot of stuff, but the weight of it, of shipping that, exactly, the charges and everything. So, yeah, I get that. And sorry to change topics on you a little bit, but still related to your products, I see that you have a Palo Santo gourd on there, which, those that don't know, my wife loves the smell of Palo Santo. We have one. And so anyways, I was excited about that, because we were trying to maybe get another one. So now that I know they shipped to the U.S. For those that don't know what Palo Santo is, or about the gourd and stuff, maybe you could shed a little light there and explain about the Palo Santo.
Absolutely. So Palo Santo is a wood gourd. It's basically a cup. Just imagine a cup, just wood. The reason they use Palo Santo is because it's very common over here, but it also smells very good. It's got some sweet smell that, if you know what Palo Santo smells like, it's something that you just almost get addicted to. And that smell remains in the cup forever. And so when you drink You know, your mate hot, the hot water and the steam amplifies the smell. You love it, right? And that's why people from here, they there's a lot of trees here, Palo Santo everywhere. So since I'm in Paraguay, Palo Santo everywhere. Canada, obviously not at all. So we thought, and people always ask us, hey, do you guys have Palo Santo wood? We do have the other cups, the stainless steel ones. Those are very common now too. But the Palo Santo, they're kind of not so common. So people, you know, what can you guys bring us some? We brought down a few. And for me, that's a referral. I always, you know, drink my mate in Palo Santo.
Nice. And do you typically drink day-to-day or hot? Not that it matters, but I'm just curious.
So I do both. I drink mate. I drink mate in the morning. Always, every morning, you got to have a mate. You know what I'm saying? If it's like here in Paraguay, it's hot. So what I do is I turn the AC on, drink that mate, and then drink my tereré later, you know, at lunch, after lunch. Absolutely. We drink both. Paraguayans drink both.
Nice. Nice. Any you know, it's up to you if you want to disclose that or not, but any preferences in, I know there's a couple of different Paraguayan yerbas that I'm familiar with, but I haven't tried all of those. Any preferences for you personally?
Absolutely. For me and my family, we do a lot of Selecta yerba mate. The reason why Selecta has a little bit of a softer on the traditional, especially for those that are trying to start this, starting new, again, the Selecta traditional has a little bit of a softer compared to Pajarito, a little bit stronger of a yerba mate taste. If you start off with a little bit stronger, you might get thrown away and say, oh, this is strong, bitter stuff, right? So if you do a little bit of soft, it helps with that. And then they have endless options of flavors. If you look at the list of Selecta on our website, wow, they have, I think it's like 5 different kinds. I think they're getting into fruits now. So they have flavors. It is fantastic.
What would you recommend those? So Selecta would probably be the beginner level, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
And then what about the other extreme for those hardcore?
Exactly. If you want to go bitter, kind of strong, you're kind of used to it, you want to go La Rubia. La Rubia is the
Rubia. Okay.
More natural. The way they plant it, the whole process is monitored a lot more. So it's kind of a natural way of yerba mate growth. So on the package, I think they even say natural yerba mate. The other ones are a little bit more, I don't know if you could say processed, but they're made a little bit faster and they don't have the certain requirements that the natural would have. But that one is a little stronger. It's quite strong. So if you love that strong yerba mate taste, kind of bitter, like a strong punch, La Rubia is your mate. And they only have traditional, so they're also Paraguayan.
Nice, nice. Yeah, the only one that I know for a fact that, I want to say I've tried Pajarito at some point in the past, but I'm not 100% sure. But I have definitely, Gurupi is one that I definitely love. The bit it's great, but that's, a different, I guess, flavor than the traditional in that sense. But there's also a guy, I don't know if you're familiar with Toma. It's another guy that's Paraguayan ancestry, but he's in New Jersey. He has his own also organic yerba. So that technically another Paraguayan yerba that I'm familiar with. But, if not, I can connect you guys or someone if you guys don't already aware. But so shout out to Toma. And of course, you, Frank. Hey, just quick question. This is just, completely sidebar. But Perba, what's explain that to us. Where did Perba come from?
The name.
Yeah.
Perba. Well, what does it remind you of? It reminds you of Perba. Yerba. It reminds you of Yerba. When you think Perba.
Okay.
And my first name, obviously, first name and last name starts with F. So I said, replace the Y, put the F there. But it was actually my brother's idea. He came to the basement once, and this since I was 19 years old, he comes to the basement. He's like, Frank, why don't you put the name Verba on there instead of Jerba? Because your first name is Frank. And I'm like, sweet, that sounds good. And since I used that name, and I try to put it just in the word lettering, and it vibed. I was like, this is fantastic. Verba, Jerba.
Great. Well, cool. Now I was just curious. That makes sense now. Wait, so besides the website, which make sure I could pulled up here, but or I had it there. It's like Purba products.
You can Google
No,
Purba.
purba.ca, right? Correct.
Yeah.
And is there anywhere else that people can find out more about Purba and what you guys are doing?
Absolutely. So if you go to ferba.ca, you can see all the social media sites and stuff like that, where we post all the time the updates. But if you go to Facebook and Instagram, we're on there. So Facebook, we just at Ferba. It is Ferba products. So we're on Instagram at Ferba underscore products. So Ferba underscore products.
Over underscore products. Okay. And I'll put all those links and stuff in the show notes for you guys too, just in case to be able to find them. Anything else that you want listeners to know at all? Any projects, things you got going on, or maybe just about Yerba Mate or Paraguay or whatever you want the listeners to know?
Yes, absolutely. We're right now working with the companies in Paraguay. That's why I'm here, partly to work with trying to get the products at a more affordable pricing. Right now, the pricing with imports, I'm talking
Sure.
with importers and talking with all that kind of stuff, trying to figure out a better way to import it to decrease the cost. It should not have to cost the cost it does. And most of the costs of the products are in transportation, right? Transportation takes up a huge chunk, and then you have a few middlemen and stuff like that. So we're trying to figure out what we can do to lower the cost, get more products, get different kind of options, and obviously add more value to like the community. So right now it's not a wine gym out there, but we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, we're definitely trying to add more products, more items at a cheaper cost to the buyer, because in the end it's a value thing for people, right? And if it costs a lot of money, some people will choose not to buy it because of the cost. So we're trying to find ways in the next, years, we're trying to figure out how we can decrease the cost and actually make it better for people to get. And this is North of America, Canada, the US, and everything.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Frank, for taking the time to stop by. Love to have you on another time. If there's anything else you guys got going on, you're always welcome. And shout out to Paraguay and represent for Yerba Mate, and go check out their website. See if there's anything on there you like. Ship to the U.S. now, and you guys out there in Canada, now you know where to find your yerba there in Canada. Until next time. Stay healthy and salute.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Frank.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you really enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and comment whether you're on Spotify or Apple, and leave a review there for me. I'll be glad to read that on the next episode. I appreciate you guys giving all the stars and all those things, the ratings. Those help bring more yerba mate to the world. And do me a huge favor if you're on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to the Yerba Mate Power channel we have there, because I'm trying to create more visual things to be able to explain and educate, the rest of the world about all the Yerba Mate and the things that they look for, how to get started and all that. And it's kind of a tough grind cutting through all the noise. So when you subscribe, that helps the algorithms to get it in front of more people. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's free to subscribe. So thank you. And till next time.